Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard. 101.3 CFM.
Morning, team.
How you going, mate?
Not too bad.
Oh, yeah, onto the world.
Bad. Can we just quickly go to our producer, Gia, for a second? I know we don't normally go to our producer, but she's dropped a little bombshell on us this morning. And
oh, you're going to do this to her.
Yeah, I love this stuff. Don't you love
but
this stuff?
But I don't think she gave you permission.
Do we have permission, Gia? I need permission. I need verbal permission.
I thought you were joking, but okay.
Not joking.
Are you going to embarrass
No, you don't
her.
Say something pre-show without expecting it to
no.
be on the show.
That
so
was
Gia,
pre-show for a reason.
Gia is the single one of us, right? We need a single person in our team. That is Gia. Gia says she jumped on Tinder the other day, and I love Tinder pickup lines. So this guy writes to you.
Let Gia tell the story.
What did he say to you, G?
He said, "Hey, I'm no electrician, but I can light up your day."
Oh, well played from him. I don't mind that.
Congratulations.
And then what did you reply with?
Is this appropriate?
Yes.
Yeah, it is at this time. Go for it, mate.
I responded with, "Hey, I'm no carpenter, but I'm good with wood." And he hasn't responded.
Yes.
he hasn't responded.
I reckon he's just so shocked because he's like, damn.
When did you write that?
That would have been 3 days ago.
Three days.
I thought he would have appreciated the
humour.
Oh, mate, if I'm on Tinder and I get that, I write straight back. That's great.
That is exceptional work, Gia.
Keep us up.
I'm actually proud of you as your studio mum.
I literally thought in my head, what would Ash Pollard do?
And it's hard to impress Touché. Ash too with that stuff. Oh, that is too good.
Oh, I'm just proud. I'm like a proud mum.
I love it.
I'm no carpenter, but I'm good with words.
Keep
Damn.
The Tinder stuff coming through, Gia. We love that single stuff. Hey, on the show next, 13, 12, 16, Jurassic World tickets for Smarter Than Who. We'll put you straight through to our producer, Gia, who's also good on the phones, not just good with wood. 13, 12, 16 to take one of us on. We play Smarter Than Who next.
Get up with Gordy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Hey, I think our producer has scared off some people with their Tinder pickup lines this morning.
What are you talking about?
The calls didn't exactly flood in as they normally do off the back of her carpenter, I'm good with wood pickup line, Gia.
I thought it would have got the guys, but apparently not. Only females are calling through right now.
The ladies are now calling through, Ash. She scared off some blokes with that.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, she got no reply on Tinder and the blokes didn't rush through. But Nikki's ready to play on 13, 12, 16. We do this.
Smarter Than Who?
All right, Nikki, at Greenpoint, did you like Gia's Tinder pickup line this morning?
I actually really did, yes.
See, you know, sometimes you just got to be straight up and down. She's fist pumping the air out there. Who are you taking on this morning?
Gordy.
All right, that's me.
All right, girlfriend.
That's me.
No win, no prize. Best of five, names are buzzers. Get one wrong, other person
boom.
Gets
okay,
one.
Boom.
Yeah. Need the rules.
Question number one. What's the nickname of the Australian netball team?
I should know this. I've watched a couple of games. They are...
So should I.
Not the Matildas. They are the... Oh, damn it.
Right. Ba-bow.
Oh, stuff it. What is it?
The Diamonds.
The Diamonds. Yeah, right. Go
An
the Diamonds.
An easy one for you guys.
Go
Question number two.
The Diamonds, yep.
Who created and played Borat and Ali G?
Gordy.
Yep.
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Correct.
Yeah. I like sex.
Oh.
That's one of his
catchphrases. I like.
That's one of his catchphrases. Hey, Nikki, do you know any Borat catchphrases?
No, I don't. I just know those mankini that he used to wear.
The mankini.
Yes.
That's right.
I loved Ali G back in the day.
That was good too.
Yeah,
yeah.
So good.
Question three.
Okay, question three. The Indian dish tikka masala contains what kind of meat?
Nikki.
Nikki's in.
Mm. Chicken.
Correct. And Nikki?
Oh, great.
One apiece.
Okay, question number four. Who wrote Oliver Twist? Charles Dickens or Ernest Hemingway?
Gordy, Charles Dickens.
Correct, you little Dickon.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I remember that from my book things we used to do at school.
Book things?
Yes. You know, the reading, you had to read as many books as you could.
Little
Did you have to
worm.
Do that? Yeah. For charity?
No, I didn't do it for charity. I did it just, you know, knowledge is power, mate.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, question number 5. Nick, just buzz in with this, all right? Ping in.
I will.
Question number 5. A jug is a mix of what two breeds of dog?
Mickey.
Yep.
It's a pug and a Jack Russell.
Yes!
Well done. Well done. Yeah.
See, told you to ping in.
Come on.
Hey, good girl, good girl, good girl, right?
Righto. Where are we at?
This is for the win. This is the tiebreaker.
Okay.
Yep.
If something costs $67 and you pay with a $100 note, how much change do you...
Nikki, you have a crack, mate. Nikki, if you get it, you can have it.
It's $33.
$33.
Yeah.
She gets it. The Nixter gets it.
I'll just say I knew that answer. I just didn't want to not give you the prize. Is that?
Oh, mate, that is just, that's a crock. You can't say that.
No, well played. Well played, Nikki. Bonus points if you give us a Borat impersonation. Still don't know any?
No, I can't do one. I just said, all I can envision is the
mankini
at the moment. I'm lost for words.
Didn't blokes get around in those for a fair while after that footy
trip? I just did not find that funny at all.
Not even a little bit?
No, not at all.
Jurassic World's the movie to see at the moment is Fallen Kingdom. They're back bigger and more terrifying than ever. Jurassic World, Fallen Kingdom, Hoyts Arena, June 21. You can get your tickets now. Well played, Nikki.
101.3 CFM, trending now.
What's the go today, Ash?
Well, mate, we're often told that 8 hours is the optimum healthy amount of sleep, but new research suggests that is a misconception, my friend. Apparently 8.5 hours of sleep is the new 8 hours. And why the extra 30 minutes? I can hear you asking, Gaundy, because healthy sleepers spend about 90% of their time in bed actually sleeping. So this means that even if you're in bed 8 hours before your alarm is scheduled to go off, you probably get closer to 7 hours of actual sleep.
Yeah, to be honest, I was hoping you were going to say we need less than 8, because who's actually getting more? Who finds time to get more than 8 hours sleep a night?
Oh, mate, before this radio gig,
yep.
I was trying my very best to get a minimum of 8.
Because my alarm goes off at 4, so I'd have to go to bed at, say, at the, what, like 8? 8.
3.
Yeah.
So,
9.
Hold on.
To get that 8.5 hours
solid. I'm getting about
solid.
7, because I go to bed at 8.30.
We are killing ourselves slowly with this gig, aren't we?
Yeah.
CFM, trending now.
A man who was caught using image editing software to try and get out of a speeding fine has been jailed. 23-year-old delivery driver was charged with 2 counts of perverting the course of justice and was sentenced after pleading guilty. Can you believe it? His attempts at blagging his way out of a fine were quickly spotted. And he was hauled up to court where his Photoshop fail landed him 6 months in jail.
Oh, that is hefty, isn't it?
Semi-respect, but not. Like, it's bad. I am not condoning that, but, like, creativity levels on fleek.
CFM, trending now.
All right, 13, 12, 16. Being a short week, we are doing Pollard's picks right now. We did it yesterday. We had the results. And Ash absolutely smashing on all takers for this game. If you can beat Ash, we'll give you a pick of our prizes. If you know your footy, another round of league is back on tonight. 13, 12, 16, it's next.
If you love a punt like I love a cold one, well, you'll love Pollard's picks this week for the NFL. For the NRL.
Oh, Filthy Phil from Long Jetty.
Filthy Phil!
Are you there, mate?
Yeah, mate.
Ah, there's Filthy. Hey, Phil. Fletch from Woy Woy had a crack at this last week and got absolutely smashed by Ash. So hopefully you know your tips.
We'll see how we go.
All right, let's rip through these games. Tonight's game, Parramatta Eels take on the Rabbitohs. Jump in there, Ash Pollard. I know who you're going.
Standard Rabbitohs.
Yeah.
Eels.
Eels for Phil. Hey, that's the only game you missed out on last week. Keep in mind, Ash, for your clean sweep of 8. But
I don't care. Cool.
All right.
Hello. They're at like 16th, aren't they? And the Rabbitohs are, you know, top 3 or something.
I've got to do that one for the family.
Okay, you're an Eels guy. Okay. Tomorrow night, Cowboys, Warriors. Ash Pollard.
Warriors, thank you.
Yes, you like their logo. Let's go to Phil. What you got, mate?
Warriors, thanks.
Okay, Phil's in. Roosters, Panthers tomorrow night.
Yep. tough one because you know I love a rooter.
Yes,
we do. I might have to go the Panthers.
Go on the Panthers. You're going against the Roosters. Okay. Ash.
No, change it. I want to go the rooter.
Bombshell.
I want a rooter.
Okay. Phil.
Soz.
Yeah, I'll go Panthers, thanks.
Panthers for Phil. I like that they're different. On Saturday, let's go to the Saturday games. Bulldogs, Titans. Gold Coast Titans, play the Bulldogs.
I'm nervous about this one, not going to lie, because I semi-want to go the Doggies, but then at the same time I want to support my home team, the Titans.
Tip, please.
Quick, Titans.
Titans, all right. Phil?
Bulldogs.
Oh, he's really going against you. Dragons, Sea Eagles on Saturday.
Yeah.
Dragons. Phil.
Dragons.
Sharks, Broncos. It's going to be a good game.
Can I ask Phil to go first on this one?
Go for it, Phil.
Tough one.
It is, isn't it?
It's in Sydney.
Suncorp Southern Cross Stadium.
Sharks.
Where's that?
I think that's in Cronulla. I think they're playing it, yeah. So it's
Southern
Brisbane
Cross,
away.
Yeah. I'll go Sharks, thanks.
Okay, he's going the home
why?
Team.
Why? Is that because it's local game?
Home team, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty close one.
Yeah.
I'll go Broncos.
Down the Broncos. I like it. Two games to go, guys, on Sunday. The
I'm
Newcastle
not
Knights
good vibes.
Play Storm.
Oh, Storm.
Okay, going to Storm. Phil?
Yeah, I'll go Storm too, thanks. Yeah.
The last game of the round, West Tigers, Raiders on Sunday afternoon, 4:10 game. Here we go.
Raiders.
Ooh. Canberra.
Jeez, I don't feel good about any of these.
West Tigers.
Oh, shivers.
Oh, you're really gone split on that. We'll check that on Monday. we'll check in on that and see how you go. You were feeling the same last time against Fletch and you smashed him. So just have a bit of faith, Ash.
All right.
Let's go. Get up with Gondi and Ash Pollard. CFM.
I will reveal that I was in Fiji recently for some work.
Right.
Ash?
Yep.
Recently being literally like the last 5 days I was staying at a resort, a beautiful resort, 5-star, you know, like nothing. I was literally amazed by this place. So amazing.
I can tell you're speechless.
So, I am speechless.
Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. In fact, when I left, I cried because the staff and the experience were just off the planet.
Aren't they all nice in Fiji, though? Isn't that why people go to Fiji?
No, they are. They are, but I just didn't know. I didn't know, and I was just absolutely amazed. Anyway, you get there, and because it's a small resort, it doesn't house too many people, which is a great thing. You get to know all of the people staying there quite quickly, and you build bonds, of course. So I sat down on the first night that we were there for a degustation dinner, like a tasting meal, but it's sort of it was small, so not everybody could make it, and you had to pay to do it.
So intimate. How many people?
It was very intimate on the beach at sunset.
Beautiful.
It was amazing.
Nice.
And I'm up the end of the table with a few people and, you know, we're all sort of getting acquainted, and I met this American couple who were really fun out there and into wine, and they bought a case of their own wine from their cellar that they wanted to continue telling us about, all the way from America to Fiji. They bought a case. That's 12 wines.
Yes, they're getting loose. Yep, they're getting loose.
Yeah, and the stuff was good stuff, like, you know, Expeno bottles of this stuff. So they were offering it, and I was like, yeah, okay, totally. Anyway, I get up off the table and go to the bathroom, and as I'm coming back, the husband gets up off the table, and we sort of cross paths because he's probably going to the bathroom as well. But he stops and he goes, I just have to say, you're beautiful. And I was like, oh, my God, what
here
the hell?
We go.
Like, he's with his wife, who's literally like a couple of meters away.
Yeah.
He's like, you are just like, I can't describe it. Your eyes are, they're really, I'm drawn to your eyes. You're beautiful.
What are you saying?
And then I was like, oh, my God. Like, I felt really weird. I said, thanks so much. It's really nice. And you know when you're kind of trying to get away, but you sort of end up circling each other because he's, like, trying to stop me from walking away, so we're doing, like, a bit of a Mexican standoff?
Yeah, you're trying to get away, but you're kind of flattered at the same time.
Anyway, I ended up getting away. The dinner, like, went well. And then later on that night, before I was walking back to my suite, they cornered me and asked, if I would like to have a menage a trois.
Yeah, they did. Oh, yeah, they did. Here it is. Oh, my God. And, okay. That's a situation right there you don't know how to answer.
Mate, I've never been propositioned for a menage.
Okay.
Ever.
So what did
and
you
for
say?
Those of you who don't know what a menage a trois is, it's a threesome.
It's you and them two. Yep. And so what'd you say?
I vommed in my mouth.
Oh, that's what I wanted to hear.
And I quickly swallowed it. And then I was like,
wouldn't say that.
Why?
So you're there and...
And I was just like, no. Thank you. No.
Oh, my
thanks.
God.
I was like, and then I just ran away.
Who can I ask you, who asks you in that situation? Is it coming from him or is it coming from her? Who's leading that?
She's standing there and he asks it.
Right.
And I just was like, what have I done to make you think that I'm up for this?
Yeah. All those bottles of wine.
No, but I'd only had like three glasses.
Were they hot?
They were probably lit.
Were they hot?
No.
Oh.
But I tell you what, the diamond on her finger was like breaking her arm off. They were minted.
So you thought about it for a split second just based on the...
I reckon they're swingers.
Just based on the diamond. Yeah.
No, I just think that they love a good time. And I was like, God, I was only being nice. It's not like I wanted to shag you guys.
So when you say, so you're being nice to them by turning them down, but did it give you any ideas when you come back to Australia and you talk to Pete and you tell long distance boyfriend?
He doesn't know.
Oh, God. He does now.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
Went and did a bit of Pilates yesterday,
what?
Ash. Yeah. I don't mind
fancy
the
old... you exercising.
Here's what I will say for anyone. You know I'm the fad man, so I get onto all these different exercise fads. But Pilates is tough, man.
It's hard.
You're exercising muscles you didn't even know you had. And I go to Excelsior Studios in Erina there. They advertise with the station and stuff, so that's great. And I said something in the class yesterday that I thought was kind of innocent. And it was taken the wrong way. So it is predominantly ladies in the class. You know, you get the odd couple of blokes. And I was the only bloke in the class yesterday. And I went at 4:30 and we had a really amazing sunset on the Central Coast yesterday. And you can see out the window and I could see the amazing sunset. And as we're sitting on the bed and we're pushing up and we're down and we're up and we're pushing and we're down and we're up and we're doing this, I said out loud to the class, I said, amazing sunset, and everyone turned around and looked at me like I was dirty. They looked at me like, what's he on about?
What? That's all you said.
I said, amazing sunset. Do you know what they thought I said?
Oh.
amazing assets.
Oh, you're kidding me.
They thought I was checking out the girls in the class. What do you mean? Assets is what you call... You know,
your bazookas.
Your bits. And one lady thought I said amazing. After the class, I said, I pointed out the sunset in the class. She said, I thought you said amazing because the music's going too. So the music's playing as well. You can hardly hear me. Someone also thought I said arses. Amazing arses.
far out.
I mean, the sunset was nice and...
amazing sunset. How do you get arses out of sunset?
Well, because the music's loud. Amazing sunset. Amazing arses.
No, it does not sound the same.
I tell you what, our arses are amazing.
Sunset, asset, sunset.
Asset, arses.
Oh, I'll tell you what you in there with a bunch of old women?
No.
With their hearing aids not turned up.
Some very hot ladies.
Sorry to all those women in the class, by the way.
Bargain prices on computers, cameras, printers and more at Domain Computers West Gosford's half-yearly sale. 101.3 CFM. Goopla.
Dean McCarthy, morning,
he's
sir.
He's got the scoop diddly-oop.
G'day, guys. I want to be calling back at 7:30. I want Gaundy life advice. This sounds amazing.
Speak to Guru Gaund. I can help you out with any. Is there anything you need, Dean? Anything you need to know in life?
Maybe some dating advice. I think I'm dating the wrong type of people. I'd start there.
Okay, dating advice. I can give you some dating advice. It's a numbers game. Go through as many as possible.
I don't think this segment's going to be great.
Already doing that.
Go through as many as possible till you find the right one. Well, you're on the right track, Dean. you'll find the love of your life somewhere. Just not on
just
Tinder.
Chop as many as you can.
Chop them up. Hey, speaking of relationships, Dua Lipa, she's found herself in a bit of trouble.
Oh, my goodness, this is so embarrassing. So, of course, she hit mega international fame with that song where she talked about not getting back with the ex, and if you get under him and all this kind of thing, you know, you're doing the wrong thing. Well, she got back with her ex, and now over the weekend, this happened. He, the boyfriend, went to a club called GAY in London, which is a gay bar of all the places, and was making out with another woman. And it was filmed and photographed, and the photos and video are all around the world. And she's now broken it off with the guy she already had broken it off with and took back and then cheated on her. So I think she's got a new song in her hand.
Yeah. Well, I heard that he actually hooked up with this chick to her song. Like the song was playing.
Yeah, so apparently there's video of this song playing in the background and he's hooking up with another girl. Oh,
that's savage.
That is savage, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you know what? There's plenty of people out there who will always, well, go back to somebody that they've been with despite the warning signs, and they need about two or three goes until they get it into their head that it's not going to work.
Do you think once a cheater, always a cheater?
Yep.
Ooh. She needs to listen to her own rules, Dua Lipa. That's what
I'm savage. I don't get back with someone once I break it off because I remember that I've done it for a reason.
Yeah, you can't go back to those old ways. Dua Lipa, she will have no trouble finding someone, I'm sure. She's does very well for herself. Hey, now let's talk about this band who sacked their manager. It's Haim, right?
Haim?
Yep.
Yeah, Ham. Yeah, so this so girl group are very close friends of Taylor Swift, actually. They opened her tour, I think, maybe the previous tour. Anyway, this is what happened. This is fascinating. They haven't said who or what festival, but essentially their agent booked them to perform at a festival, right? They then, it was a very low pay, and they were like, you know what, okay, we'll do it for exposure. They then find out that a male performer was offered 10 times what their fee was for the three of them to perform at the exact same festival, and the agent kept this information from them, and then they sacked the agent after finding out that they were grossly underpaid and that a male equivalent was grossly overpaid compared to them, and they've moved on. They haven't revealed who it was. I really would like to know who, and I'd love to know the festival.
Here's my opinion on the matter, right? I don't even know who Ham is.
This is them. They got some great songs.
Okay, mate, I still don't even know what that song is.
We play them occasionally on CFM. Anyway, it's taking a stand, so, you know.
I want to know who this male performer is because this is my opinion on the matter. This male performer could potentially have been in the biz for a lot longer, has a bigger name, etc., etc. A lot of the stuff that I do in our industry, Gaundy, I'm underpaid for. But I don't complain about it because I see it as an opportunity cost, right?
Right.
Sometimes you just have to suck it up and do the job and get it done in order to gain exposure. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And so what about if they are more experienced than this male performer that we don't even know who it is? What if it's the other way around?
Well, then that's fine. I totally get it. Good on you girls. But I'm giving two sides here just in case because we don't know the full story.
Yeah, two sides.
But, you know, we just don't know.
Two sides to every story.
And in that industry, it's really cutthroat. Sometimes you just got to grin and bear it, take the $2, get some exposure, and then hopefully you're on the up and up.
Take the $2. A little insight into what Ash Pollard gets paid.
Gets paid.
Dean, good to chat, man. We'll do it again tomorrow here at CFM. Good on you, mate.
Bye, guys.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
Heritage number plates and maybe made some cash out of it, Ash.
Now, I've known about heritage plates for quite some time. I know that they're very, very valuable. And in fact, I remember being down at the beach over summer and pointing out to Pete, oh, look at that amazing heritage plate on that old car. And he nearly fell backwards because he was like, how do you even know what heritage plates are? Like,
well, just for anyone that doesn't know, Ash, so the heritage plates are those little kind of slim, they're generally black, aren't they?
No, they vary. Okay. They come in all sorts. But the thing that you're thinking of, yes, they are heritage plates, but then you can get other heritage plates as well for, like, super old cars.
Okay.
So heritage plates are generally just numbers, and it's a black, number plate, white numbers.
And it looks like slim and stylish, and it's kind of rare combinations that you don't see very often.
Yeah, it's a German font with an enamel coating. And that's how you know that it's heritage. But at the moment, there are some counterfeit plates coming out at the moment, which are diminishing the value of real heritage number plates. And heritage number plates, just to give you an idea, Victoria's most valuable heritage plate is owned by former Foster's Group and Coalsmire chief Peter Bartels.
What's the plate?
I think it's Vic 1.
Vic 1.
Yeah.
And how much is Vic 1 worth?
It is now worth up to $4 million.
You're kidding. $4 million bucks for a number plate. Oh, my God. What about that one? There was one that sold
rejected,
for two.
Yep. He rejected a written offer of $1.5 million almost a decade ago.
That is just money for nothing, isn't it? $3 million bucks in the bank.
Well, it's an investment, mate.
The New South Wales one, number four, I remember this, I think it was last year, number four sold for $2.45
million. $2.54
million. Okay, yep.
Yep.
I got 2.45 on my piece of information here, but yep.
I can confirm it is 2.54.
When you're getting over $2 million, mate, it's all just chump change, isn't it?
It's extremely... I mean, it's ridiculous, but I can tell you, you're probably getting more bang for your buck rather than investing your money in shares, going with a heritage plate.
Yeah, but do you need to have this sort of coin to make the money? Do you need to have over, you know, a million?
Well, you do now because they weren't much back in the day, but now they are something else because they're rare. They're as rare as hen's teeth. It's ridiculous.
So these fakies, tell me more about the fakies. How do we
okay, so make it's them? Just some it's just some backyard job.
Yeah.
And a guy literally makes them for a couple of $100 and he's actually reproduced illegally, of course, the same German font and enamel coating for all of these other plates. But he reckons this bloke that he's purposefully building, making these plates for man caves and pool rooms. They're not supposed to be for people's cars, but people are putting them on their cars. So he's using I instead of one and O instead of zero. And the cops are just wigging out over this kind of situation.
Well,
of course, wouldn't they?
They'd be getting around with unregistered cars. I mean, if they're just
yeah, but you don't know
them.
Until you get pulled over, do you?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know?
I mean, sucks if someone's paying top dollar for a fakie, though. You know, if you're going to go through and spend the cash and you end up with a fake one, I'm sure you have to go through a whole bunch of, you know, rigmarole to find out you're getting the real plates.
Yeah.
I lucked out with my plates when I went to the, they call it the RTA, whatever it is, where you go to get your license and whatever.
Yeah.
They gave me DJG, which is my name, Daniel, Jamie.
Oh.
And Gaund, and people think I have personalised plates, as if I've gone and paid for our initials, DJG.
That's interesting.
I just got it randomly, and I'm happy to sell it for $2.5 million if anyone would like to.
Oh, mate, come on, get off
if
it.
If anyone has those initials and they'd like to take my Taylor Swift, Suzuki Swift off my hands.
You're lucky, bro.
The plates are yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Life Guru, Gaund.
That's right. No one understands life like Legorn, and I'm here to shed my advice.
You are many things, are you not? You are the fad man. You are the guru.
I am the fad man. I like to try many things, and I'm happy to pass on my advice to people that call the show on 13, 12, 16. What I will say is that everyone that gets advice also gets tickets to Hereditary, the scariest movie in decades, in cinemas now for your life advice. 13, 12, 16. Just quickly, can I shut down the lights a little bit so I can get into my life guru? Just one sec. Hang on a sec.
Oh, God. He actually is really taking this seriously. Oh, it's a bit dark in here now.
Ah.
Well, you think that gets you into guru mode?
I'm in guru mode right now. I feel good. I'm ready to dish out some life advice. 13, 12, 16, life advice like this from Ebony at Gosford. Morning.
Morning.
What would you like to know, Ebony, about this life we live?
Well, I've been struggling for a while to lose weight, and it's just not happening.
Okay. Ooh. Struggling to lose weight. You've come to the fad man. I've tried many things.
I don't know if you're going to be able to help with this one.
I've done the 5-2 diet. F45, Pilates. I'm doing it all, Ebony. I'm there with you. I'm trying to lose the kgs. Here's my life advice for you, and tell me if you've tried this before.
Can I just interrupt?
Do not interrupt my guru-ness, please. I'm in the zone here. Ebony, have you tried mindful eating?
Yes.
Okay, you've tried. So every time you put a bit of food into your mouth, you're thinking about chewing it, you're thinking about how nice it tastes, and then you're eating it slower, and you're not just, you know, shoveling it down.
Yeah.
Okay, and that didn't help lose the weight?
No, I've tried pretty much anything you can think of and it just doesn't happen.
Okay, can we establish, am I allowed to ask, how much do you weigh?
About 86.
86 okay, is good.
That's good.
86 is a good weight. It sounds like a healthy
but
weight.
Are you short?
Somewhat.
Somewhat okay. Short. Okay, that's
well,
fine.
Us shorties, I mean, when the kgs jump on, it's a lot more obvious.
All right. There's only one answer to this, Ebony.
What?
Lap band surgery. When you've tried it all.
Mate.
No, I've considered it. You know, it looks mighty
mate,
inviting
even,
on TV.
That is actually the worst advice.
Have you thought about that, Ebony?
Yes, but I highly doubt my doctor would do that. But I don't think that would work.
You don't think even that?
You know, it's a bit scary.
Okay,
yeah,
a bit
look,
scary.
No. That is when you're absolutely obese. You don't do that, okay?
That too.
Oh, yep. God.
Okay,
this life guru stuff's harder than it looks.
You're not very good at this, mate. I think I should be taking over this segment.
If you just get out of my way and let me guru, I'll be fine.
All right,
Let's go to Riley at Penrith on 13, 12, 16. What do you
Stepping
need
back.
Life advice with?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Good, Riley. How are you? Welcome to Gaundy Guru's Life Advice.
All right. So I'm in year 12 at the moment and really struggling with exams and stuff and trying to just time manage. Do you have any advice?
Time manage. Do you spend time watching TV shows like Netflix and Stan?
Not really.
Okay, so you don't do that. What's taking up your time other than study?
Sport.
Sport. Okay, well, that's good. That keeps you healthy. So you're literally just doing sport and study. That's it.
Yeah, more sport, not as much study, I think.
Okay. Well, here's my advice. Less sport, more
less
study.
Sport.
Yep.
All right.
That's it, Ash. Less sport, more study. We'll find more time for study. Make sense?
God, that's profound.
Isn't that great?
Oh, wow.
Let's go to Nathan at Womble who needs some help. Nath, what do you got for me?
Guru, Gaundy, how are you, mate?
I'm good, Nath. I'm in the zone. What do you got?
That's good. Quick one.
Yes.
Flu shot. Should I get it or should I not?
Definitely not. I haven't had a flu shot in years, and I've had one sick day in 3 years.
Oh, there you go.
Can I just say, I know there'll be people losing their mind listening to this right now, going, how can you say don't get a flu shot? This is just take the advice as you will.
In your defence, you really don't leave the house that much, so you're not really passing people that may have the virus.
Mate, that's because I'm staying at home, getting wise on life. You know, you don't need to get out there and get confused by other people when you know what's going on. Last one this morning, Jess at Berkeley Vale, what would you need?
I've just done a double shift, so 18 hours, afternoon and night shift, and I'm driving home feeling pretty tired, wondering if I should pull over and nap in the car or if I should just trek at home, maybe get some Maccas, or if I should just pull over and nap.
This is one of the great life advice questions. How far is your closest McDonald's?
15 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, that's kind of on that borderline if you're feeling tired. I was going to say get to McDonald's, eat and have a nap and then make it home so you can kind of combine it all. Is there anywhere you can pull over and nap straight away? Because that is very important.
Yes, there is. Or I could pull over and do some star jumps on the side of the road.
Yes!
Risk looking slightly psychotic at the same time.
Pull over the car right now, just while we got you on air. Jump out of the car and let's end this thing on some star jumps. Yeah, I want to hear it done. Can you pull over for us?
Oh, I don't know. I'm on the freeway. I might see how I go.
Okay, when we return, Jess from Berkeley Vale will be doing star jumps on the side of the road as a part of my life advice from Guru Gaun to revive and get ourselves to McDonald's. Yeah, we can
no
do it.
Worries.
We'll come back.
Stop, revive, survive.
Yes, exactly. There you go. 13, 12, 16. They're coming through, Ash. People need the... Don't be annoyed that you're not giving the life advice. All right, I'll let you chip in next time.
No.
So, no, you want to have your say on people's life advice. It's
fine. No, because I know my advice is actually really good.
And you're saying mine's not?
Yeah.
You've heard Guru going on that one. That's quite hurtful. I thought I was quite helpful there. When we come back, Star Jumps from Jess.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard, CFM.
The lights are still dimmed in here and the Life Guru advice keeps rolling on this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Life Guru Gaund.
Now, look, I'm an amateur at this stuff, Ash, so I'm kind of finding my way in the Life Guru-ness as I pass on... some great advice, people wanting to know how to find more time to study. I said play less sport and study more. You know, practical stuff sometimes works. Jess called on 13, 12, 16 from Berkeley Vale, feeling a bit tired after a night shift and wanted to know whether to take a nap, you know, make her way through to McDonald's or pull over to the side of the road and do some star jumps. We opted for the star jump option and Jess joins us on the side of the road right now. Morning, Jess.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good. Whereabouts on the coast are you, mate? Just give us a picture. Where do we find you right now?
I'm about 1 kilometre from the Toronto exit on the freeway.
Okay. Many cars going past you there. Can they see you?
Yeah, plenty. You can probably hear them.
All right. If anyone's listening in their cars around that area and you see a crazy lady doing star jumps on the side of the road to try and wake up, give her a big old toot. Jess, just start star jumping away for us, mate. Let's make you feel better this morning, yeah? Let's do it.
All right.
Here she goes. Right.
1, 2, 3. I think that's enough.
Oh, 3's got her away. 3's got her up and about. 3's got her up and about. I hear a horn in the background too. Now, Jess, tell me, off the back of this life advice, do you feel more awake? Do you feel better?
I do, and I think that cold air was almost enough to wake me up as well.
It's just what you needed. It's just what you needed, isn't it? If I could just get you to say, thanks, Life Guru Gaund, that's all I need to hear this morning. Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, Life Guru.
Least I could do. Least I could do.
Gaund. Oh, mate.
Everyone who gets life advice.
We might have to do a Pollard poll on whether or not this segment stays.
No, it stays no matter what. That's straight from the guru himself. Tickets to see Hereditary in cinemas, the scariest film in decades. Double passes up for grabs on the show for the life advice, and it hits cinemas very soon. It's in cinemas right now. You can go check it out. Our world-famous rooftop announcement is next.
So, you told us which superstars you wanted to see up close and live on our world-famous rooftop.
Cool.
Y'all ready to have a good time tonight?
You wanted Pink.
Thanks for coming to play with me.
Done.
Right, so my name's Ed.
You wanted Ed.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below.
Done. And there's one band that's been at the top of your wish list. So, your wish is being granted. Let us set the scene. Cast your mind back. Back to the 90s.
Yeah, baby.
Are you doing?
Oh,
oh my
God.
Back to your teenage bedroom.
You've got mail.
But Dad, this is the best part.
So, guess who's back?
It's time for the countdown with me, Ugly Phil. Get ready, Australia.
And ready to hit our world-famous rooftop. Get ready for the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my God, we're back again.
The biggest selling boy band in the world
are heading back on stage.
The Backstreet Boys are well and truly
back.
Baby, don't go.
Hi, Australia.
We're the Backstreet Boys.
We're putting on one exclusive live show just for you guys, our Aussie fans, performing on the world-famous rooftop right here in Vegas.
To celebrate the release of their brand new hit, Don't Go Breaking My Heart, we're packing up our world-famous rooftop. And taking it all the way to Sin City. Win this, and we'll fly you and your bestie all the way to Vegas, where you'll get to witness the Backstreet Boys at a one-off exclusive event.
Oh, my God, you have no idea how much I want to go to this.
The tickets that would have reduced teenage you to tears
are right here.
Oh, my God!
Win your way to Vegas to see the Backstreet Boys live, up close and for free.
rooftop exclusive.
Only from CFM.
Thank you so much.
Just another massive exclusive.
Mate, I'm choking on my toast.
For CVIPs. Take it from a guy who thought he was Nick Carter back in the day. This is huge. I had the middle part in my hair, dyed it blonde, and got around singing Backstreet Boys to the ladies.
I know all the choreography.
Oh, yeah?
Mate.
Oh, mate, we should film you doing Backstreet's back dance.
Yes.
You know, where they're the zombies in the thing or the monsters in the Backstreet's back. All right.
How can one band make their mark and then you never see them again, but they're still so amazing.
Well, they're back with some brand new stuff. We've been playing their new song, The Backstreet Boys, with their brand new single, Don't Go Breaking My Heart. You can listen or download it now. But if you want to go see them in Vegas, you've got to sign up to become a CVIP. And as we've been doing on this show, if you can't be bothered signing up, our producer Gia has been doing it for you on 13, 12, 16. So you just give her your details. You happy with this, G?
I was done. I thought I'd put in the hard yards with Post Malone. But for the Backstreet Boys, I'm happy to do it again.
CFM.com.au is the website to sign up if you don't get through to Gia this morning.
CFM's
off the back of the Backstreet Boys announce of the world famous Rooftop Live in Vegas. Become a CBIP if you want to sign up to see the guys. Let's go to Naomi at Kingcumber this morning on 13, 12, 16. Keen to play Alpha Bucks. Morning, Naomi.
Morning, how you doing?
We are well, mate. Hopefully you can score yourself $1,000 here today.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Okay, so you've got the letter. You've been to the Facebook page.
Yep.
Okay, great. The letter is W for anyone else that's listening this morning. 10 questions. They all have to start with W, each one worth $10. Are you good to ask the questions, Ash, or you want me to roll them out?
No.
Okay, yep. Great. 30 seconds will start after the first question from Ash. Good luck.
Okay. Question number one. Name a magazine.
Woman's Day.
Something you find in a classroom.
Whiteboard.
An adjective.
Wonderful.
Something you can drink.
Wine.
Piece of furniture.
Pass.
Style of dancing.
Waltz.
Sydney suburb.
Pass.
Three-letter word.
Wick.
Type of sewing stitch.
Woven.
Duh!
Woven, yep. We'll take woven. And how are you spelling wick as a three-letter word?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I panicked.
Okay. So we've got 10, 20, 30, 40. You passed on furniture. We would have accepted wardrobe, workbench. You had waltz for the dance. So 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 with woven. And are we accepting wick, guys?
No.
As a three-letter word?
I don't think so. Hold on.
Is there any word?
Can you tell us what that word is?
So W-I-C or W-I-K, does that mean absolutely anything?
No.
W-I-C.
Yeah, that's a thing.
What
is it?
I don't know.
Might be a brand or something. It might be a brand or something, Ash.
No, we can't accept it if the player doesn't know what it is.
We can if it's a word.
It's not.
I panicked and just made up a word.
There is a WIC supplement place, WIC supplement.
Mate.
Yes. No.
$70. Yeah. Gonna give you that one. Gonna give you that one, Naomi.
Woohoo.
$70 is straight into the bank account for Alpha Bucks. Thanks. Can play, no worries. Three questions off, although if it was playing for 1,000, we might have been a little bit tougher on that wick one right there. But, you know, it's not our cash to give away, so happy just to dish it out.
Get up with Gaundy and Ash Pollard.
CFM.
If you've lived on the coast for a while now, you've no doubt heard of Carryong's Frank Baxter Juvenile Justice Centre. They've found a way to get some of their inmates ready to return to the community, and this is great. So for the past 5 months, detainees have been training up some guide dogs, some puppies. They're also looking for a bunch of people to train some of these guide dogs. So you can go to the Guide Dogs New South Wales website if you're interested to do so. And can I just say, Ash, I've been there. Mm. I've been to the Carryong Frank Baxter Juvenile Justice Centre.
Have you now?
Yeah.
Were you naughty?
No. But they do listen to CFM. This is one of their forms of entertainment. So
good morning, guys.
No doubt listening right now. But I went down there just to chat to some of the guys who are interested in radio. And they're genuinely there to sort themselves out. Some of these guys that are in there are just in there out of being caught up in the wrong crowd or whatever it is. So they're genuinely looking to... Sorry, what was that?
You can't admit yourself into the joint, can you?
No, I don't believe so, no. But the guys that are there are trying to get back into the community and do the right thing. Now, we've got Karen Hayter, who's a puppy development manager for Guide Dogs Australia. She joins us on the show right now. Morning, Karen.
Good morning.
You're a part of this. You've been a part of this with the Carry On Frank Baxter Juvenile Justice Centre.
That's correct. The Justice Centre approached Guide Dogs New South Wales, ACT, to see if we were interested in putting a few puppies in there. We were hoping to go in with 20 puppies straight up, but we decided after discussion that two puppies to start off, Ziggy and Zephyr, would start in the program and then we'd go from there.
Do the dogs stay there?
They stay there Monday to Friday and then staff take them home on a weekend so that they can get used to the general house noises like microwaves, TVs, just the general goings on in the home, not to be allowed into the kitchen area when the puppy raisers are cooking, things like that. So just learning the general that they wouldn't be able to get in the Juvenile Justice Centre.
So is this as much of a win-win as it looks? I mean, because you guys need the trainers, obviously, because there is a shortage of trainers. And having been down to the facility, these guys need a little bit of something just to brighten their day. And puppies are certainly the job for that. So it just seems like such a win-win.
It is. It's fantastic. What with the puppies going into that environment, it's very structured. So they do get a very routine, which in some families it's a little bit difficult to do. So they go to school with the handlers. They go, if they've got certain lessons on or sport on, they'll go with them to that. And at night they're put with a staff member that's on duty that night. So they get a little bit of time out away as well. So there's plenty, and as you said, you've been there before, so there's plenty of area where they can exercise, so they're not sort of confined into a particular area. So it's a really good win-win. For us, it's great for the puppies, but also, as you said, the handlers in there, we've heard that their teamwork's improved because they're all talking about the puppy. They're showing the other offenders what to do with the puppy, so it's a really good program.
Gives them a sense of meaning, doesn't it?
It sure does, because, I mean, a dog will break down any barrier. We even notice that with our guide dog clients or pets of therapy clients, that having a dog there, it does break down barriers. So, again, we're seeing that in this particular program.
Well, this is amazing stuff. I mean, to look at the numbers here, so the shortage comes from, it's what have you got here? So 60 guide dogs graduate next year, but you're hoping to increase that figure by 100 in the next few years.
Correct.
So outside of the facility, you need more trainers. You need more people taking these puppies home.
That's correct. And we're looking at expanding our Central Coast area over the next 2 months. And we're looking at hopefully placing about 10 to 20 puppies into the Central Coast. So we try not to go any further than Wyong because the expectation is that the puppy raisers will come down to the centre a few times for information and education sessions. So we don't want it a big trek for people. So, if anyone's interested that lives in the Central Coast area, you need to have a fully fenced yard, be able to attend training sessions every fortnight, jump on our website and apply online, it'd be fantastic.
It's
how
amazing.
Long have you got to have the dog for before you give it back?
It's around about 12 months. But if people feel that it's going to be a little bit hard to give them up at the other end, we have sort of a thing where when one comes back, we give you another one. So we have a lot of people that just continually, we've had someone that's done over 20 dogs for us over the years that just continually to puppy raise for us, and it's fantastic.
It's a forever puppy. You've just got a puppy forever.
That's exactly right. And even when you go on holidays, we sort out all the boarding for you. So we'll send that puppy to another family so you don't have to worry about anything. We supply the food, we supply all the medications, leads, collars, bedding, everything you'll need for the puppy. So it's a really good program for someone that wants to own a dog without having all the other bits that go with it.
Well, look, this is great to get it out there on CFM. I'm sure there's many people listening right now who would love to be involved in that. Guide Dogs New South Wales, the website, if you're interested there, hit them up and you could be training up your very own guide dog. And it's a great thing that you guys are doing with the facility there in Carry On. Karen, thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thank you very much for your time. Thank you.
Get up with Gaunty and Ash Pollard. CFM.